Well, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Amen and amen. Would you please turn your Bible to the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, or you may look up right on the screen. Exhortations and Paul encouraging the church, the body of Christ, the Christians, the believers, to live as those made alive in Christ, to live a new life in faith. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When I was the age of 21, I wanted to be popular, especially with the members of the opposite sex that I want to be popular to as a single guy. So I asked my friend for advice, and they told me this word. They said, I will not use the word from pulpit, but I need some kind of object that will help me. So I asked them what it is, and they said sports car. So I took the advice, and I looked at my bank account, literally true stories, all right? I had just above enough of $500 saved up after paying all my debts and bills after college. So I thought, well, I'm going to make me the greatest looking car that will make me popular. So I look at the newspaper. I did see an ad. I look for sports car, and I look through all those newspaper ads and the things that you find in grocery store that you picked up, the auto sales book, one of those, right? So I look, it took me like 2 weeks. A lot of hours looking through it. But I found one that just fit my budget and the type of car that I would really, really would like to have, and it's called Honda CRX. And it said $500. I go, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Prayer answered. It's just that the catch, I have to go travel to one state to the other, from Pennsylvania to Delaware. So I got on a public transportation, a train, and hopped on, and I went to Wilmington, Delaware. I met the family, and sure enough, the car was there. It was nice. It was white, and the sightline or decorations on there, which I would not describe in details. But anyway, everything that I needed in there, I go, whoopee, this is it. So I gave the man cash, $500, and drove back from Pennsylvania to getting on 95, and just get on two exits right on 95, right before I get to the border of Pennsylvania. The front tire just blew up. Right on 95. And that's not all. I got the tire replaced. I got home. And you know what? I needed to use that car for my transportation. That I need to get this job, that I just recently got hired, and to work with little kids up on commuting from about 25 miles from where I lived to hiking up the hill to Fort Washington, Pennsylvania. Every single day, 25 miles one way, 25 miles coming back. Now, it's not so much for those who have to commute Boston or even farther from day-to-day basis. But I did that. But then so all of a sudden I realized that my troubles didn't end. I thought I'm going to be so popular, and then all the joy, the freedom, everything that I get. You know, as I get to know this car, this thing called rain and flood and storm came in, and I got water coming from the places no water should be coming in. All right? I drove this thing for about 5 miles in the rain, the storm, and the puddle of water coming right below where I sit. Water just piling up. And later I found out that there was a hole up front, the very where you put your foot, the pedal, the gas pedal, whatever, the left side of your foot, and there was a big hole in it. I didn't know how to fix it. I didn't have any budget. I didn't know what to do. So I kept using that car for about 1 year. So whenever it rained, my foot had to be up. And whenever I got in the building of the place I work, people would be seeing all my body part is dry except for my left foot. My left leg's always in drench. Parents begin to ask, what's wrong with you? I said, nothing. But finally, I explained my stories. I said, look, this is my situation. And by the grace of God and the kindness of some parents there, they have graciously allowed me to replace my Honda CRX to a more reliable VW Jetta. Now, I'm going to be really more popular, right? So I switch it by the grace of God. Why this story today? Why start it out with this story? When I started out with having this car, and I was going to go, and I thought about all the freedom, all the joy, all the wonderful things that will come with having this car. And that joy was completely taken away the minute I realized I had trouble with this car. Now, it's looking at that, you all can see that, well, you know what, we all have problems, so that little car thing doesn't really resonate with me. Well, look at your life. Look at your own life. You know what, we look at all of our lives, especially before you and I were saved. Before you and I became to know the Lord. Before our salvation days. What were those days like? The days without Christ. Oh, I could only think about this. Not just wanting to have the joy and the popularity and all the good things about life, but can you really think back the days, the time, the years? And that was it for the people that God loved right in the history. Remember those people were under captivity in the land of Egypt for how many years? 400 years, right? 400 years in captivity. 400 years. And they were longing for peace. They were longing for joy. They were longing for hope. They were longing for freedom. And they were praying and praying and praying and praying. All of a sudden, finally, God said, yep, I'm going to answer their prayers. I'm going to give them all brand new cars. Not exactly. But God said, I have seen their misery. I have heard their cry. So now, God decided to answer their prayers. To cut the long story short, God freed them. God liberated them, gave them the freedom that they so longed for, they wanted for all of their lives. You all know the history, don't you? Then they were freed. And then they began to live their new life. And they took a journey from Egypt to where did they go? To the desert, right? To the wilderness. And with their future, with their hope in mind that they will get to the promised land. They will get to the land that God had promised. See, that's very much on their mind, in their hearts when they started out. But along the line, something happened called life. Difficulties, hardships, challenges, hunger. Physical needs. Life happened along the way. Circumstances, events. And they are longing and wanting for things, the basic necessary in life. And so what do? They look back. Instead of living like those who have been freed and liberated, their minds, their hearts were all defeated. They lived like they had no God. They lived like they have no helper. the tragedy, the sadness of living lives as if we all have been defeated. Instead of living life victoriously, knowing that we have everything, all that we need. That's what the scripture says. When you and I, before Christ, we were all defeated. But when we came to know the Lord and when we accepted His gift of salvation, God did not remove all just our sins, our faults, our guilt. Not only He did that, He gave us the power to live. God gave us the power to live. He gave us the Spirit. He empowered us to live victorious life, to live our lives in victory. Hebrews 13 verse 21 put it this way. He, God, equipped you with everything good for doing His will, and may He work in us what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. God equipped us. He gave us the power so that we can live our very present right now in our lives, in our very moment. Not as the people who are living under captivity or in the past, but in very this very present, this moment, we can live a life, victorious life, a life in victory. We have all the spiritual blessings we need to live today and tomorrow. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 puts it this way. Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Do you all know what that means? That because we have Jesus Christ in our hearts, because now we are saved, that because salvation, because we have the Holy Spirit, you and I, my friends, those believers, Christians, now have all that we need, all the spiritual blessings we need to live right now at this very moment in the promised land right now. Not tomorrow, not next year. Oh, not when I meet the Lord. But we have the life, the very life that God wants us to live, that life here and now. Now, it sounds like, well, is he getting into one of those prosperity theology that if you have the Lord, then you have everything, your life will be all right, and all your circumstances will be all just smooth, and then you will never have trouble. I'm not saying that. Remember those lives, those moments in your circumstances, even after you met the Lord, even after you received salvation, you have the ups and the downs, right? You have the joy, the sadness, you have the health, the sickness. So what could possibly mean by when Paul says that we have every spiritual blessings? Well, I believe that God not only saved us from our sins, I believe that God put us the power in us, the new engine, the new heart, the new mind, to do all that we can possibly can, and to do all that we can possibly and we need to do to live our Christian life. Remember the word of the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. What was that? I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ, through Him who gives me strength, who strengthens me. Ability to see joy, ability to live a life that we have peace in our hearts, that we're at peace with God, and that no matter what happened in our lives, no matter what may come now and in the future, that we live in victory. We live as conqueror, not as victim. We live as if the one who have been made new in Christ. We believe in his name. God gave us the right to become his children of God. He has chosen us, all of us. Not only that, he gave us a purpose and a will to do his will. And he granted us the Holy Spirit. Because we are children of God. Now we have everything. Everything God wants us to have. The scripture said we are heirs of God. Co-heirs with God. We have inheritance in God. That blessings is now available for you. And therefore Paul said, set your hearts on things above. Set your desires, all of the things that you desire, you long for, and the way you live your life has to be now about heavenly priorities. You got to look up and saying, now that I'm new, now that I have all the spiritual blessings, now I can live a life that God wants me to live. What are those? If you look at Colossians chapter 3, read the whole things, you will know what they are. To live our past behind. Any kind of ungodly desires we have to say no to, so that you and I can live victorious life. And it's possible. Can we say amen to that? Amen. Now, if you look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3, you will see farther down that not only we need to set our hearts on things above, not only we need to set our hearts on things above. Verse 2, it said, set your what? Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. See, I believe that what we desire from our hearts, whether longing to go back to our past, or our just simply our desire to say, oh, I can't do it anymore. I can't move on. I can't do it. And that sort of living in a defeated life comes, I think, first from our mindset, isn't it? Whatever we put in our minds that we will long and we will desire and we will want to act, we will want to put in practice. And I believe, therefore, Paul reminds us in verse 2 that we ought to set our minds on things above. And what are those? Father, reading of Colossians chapter 3 will tell us that now, because we are new, we are made alive in Christ, we put on this new cloth, right? We put on this new suit, new outfit that has absolutely nothing to do with our past, but in now living in Christ with a new life. Things like compassion, kindness, humility, patience. We replace our minds and focus on who Jesus Christ is and how he wants us to live every single day of our lives, setting our mind on things on above. That requires us as men and women to change our mindset, period. That we don't go back to the days when we lived our lives and when we put things in our minds as if we did not know Christ. The strong word that Paul used is verse 3. For you, what? Die. We die to all those things. The fleshly desires of our hearts and the fleshly, the worldly things that we put on our minds. Now we die. It's all gone. Rubbish. Once and for all, taken away. because our life is now hidden with Christ in God. You know what that means, folks? It simply means that in our context, in our days today, that you and I have the power to live for God, the power to live a new life, because we died to our sins, the captivity of sins. Now, you and I don't need to live in fear or in defeated mind that, oh, it's impossible, I can't move on, that's not right, I can't do it. Now God gave us from that, and he moved us from that to, yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can live your life anew. Yes, you can. You have the power. That power comes from the Lord himself, as described in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 to 20. The power is the same as the mighty strength. What strength? God exerted when he raised Christ, right? From the dead, and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms. So that power that we have, is the very same power that God uses to raise Jesus Christ from the dead. How awesome is that? How cool is that, right? How powerful is that? That the very power that God used to empty that tomb on that Easter day, the power that raised Jesus from the dead, is now in you. Yes, you can. Yes, we can. Can. Why? Because you have the faith. It is interesting that in the Bible, one of the well-known verse that whenever God encounter human being or individuals and asking them to do a certain things or command them to do a special task, usually the familiar words that we hear is fear not. Right? Remember that? Fear not. It's interesting that God encourages his people throughout history to say, fear not, you can do it. Fear not, you can make it. Fear not, it is possible. Why? Because you have the power. That power doesn't come from, as Psalm 146, from kings or authority or humankind, from human, but it comes from the Lord. So men and women, are you longing for that peace? Are you longing for that joy? Are you longing for that power, that strength of knowing that you can do all things through Christ, and this is not just a good Bible verse to memorize or to remember, but you can truly have faith in God, a genuine faith. It's not just a Sunday morning faith when we feel good by singing, which is wonderful things, singing God's praises and coming and be surrounded by a cloud of witnesses and be in a community of faith. But the kind of faith that says, whether you're in a pit, whether you're in the mountaintop, whether you're in the valley, whatever circumstances, wherever you are, now you have a new address, a new location that is in Christ. Your locations, where you are at this very moment, that as Colossians reminded us, that now you die, but made alive. All of us are made alive in Christ. And that you and I can live according to what God desires. but not of fleshly desires. One of the promises God made right from the very beginning, from Old Testament and then now to New Testament. God promised to his people from the wilderness and even the promised land that he will be with them always. And in fact, he promised Moses, he promised Joshua that every place they set foot, God promises to his people, wherever they set foot, it will be for them to claim and it will be for them. They already have it. Isn't it incredible that they don't have to say, well, I might get it, I could get it, and that promise may come, but God's already promised that it is yours. The joy, the peace, peace in our hearts. It's already is there for us. It's all there in the whole package, all nicely put in Christ. When we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, and that we have been saved by his grace, it's not next year, it's not a process, gradual process that, oh, we might have those peace and that joy and that hope. No, we have everything that we possibly need, every spiritual blessings right now, right here, that is for you. Men and women, do not live in fear. It is available for you right now. What is it? What is the it? The faith. The faith, the kind of faith that God wants you to have. It is in Christ. It is in him alone. You think about that. Praise be to God. Amen.